One other important fact we have been taught about the spiritual world is that everything that happens in this world and every single part of creation has a representative of the spiritual world behind it. Every single creation has a malach or power which encourages it to grow or to change in the way that Hashem wants it to change. Every single event that occurs is orchestrated by the spiritual beings put in control of that event. The world was created top down, so to speak. The source and essence of every part of creation started out as a spiritual force and then transforms into a physical reality. Everything that changes about the world is in reality something which has changed in the spiritual world that subsequently affects the change in this world. All aspects of the physical world are limited by the rules that control the spiritual world. The truth of all things is that they begin in the spiritual world and are mishtalshel, they come down to the physical world. However, there is one exception to this rule. Every person has the power to change and affect the world. This is a product of the power of choice, of free choice, granted to humans by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The power of Bechira puts the world into our hands. For a person to have free choice, which is what Hashem decreed, it's imperative that nothing can affect that choice. And therefore, a person's actions aren't determined by any spiritual power. They are his or her choice alone. We see, therefore, that there are two forces at work in the world. One, the natural forces, which are in truth spiritual forces, and affect the world top down. The second is the human power, force, which changes the world bottom up, so to speak. What happens through the spiritual world is forced and without choice. Nature, simply how Hashem created them to react and operate. But the way the world is affected through humans is a result of free choice. Essentially, anything a human does can at most affect the physical world and shouldn't really have any effect on the spiritual world. After all, a person is only physical. So how would he be able to make an imprint on the spiritual world? But since the two worlds are connected, as we've been explaining, every physical thing has a spiritual power controlling it, guiding it, and more than just that it's controlled and guided by spiritual power, but its true essence is a spiritual essence. It's Sherish HaNeshama, so to speak. It's the Sherish of its being is a spiritual force. So once a human has control over the physical world because of his free choice, he affects the spiritual world as well. Now, even by a human, not everything is put within his power of free choice. There are things which are within his purview, but others are forced upon us as well through Hashem's decree. Where Hashem decrees our actions, we are controlled just like everything else in this world through a heavenly power, a kayach, a malach, the sherish haneshama, whatever it is, whatever spiritual force is at the root of who we are, which is mishtalshel down to this world to have an effect on this physical world. And that is something we wouldn't be able to control. So within a human as well, there are two aspects. There is Bechira, the things we can affect with our free choice, and the things that are outside of our Bechira, that affect us, that the heavenly world, the spiritual forces, decree upon us how things will be.